The Office of Management and Budget plays a key role in overseeing how agencies, including yours, manage your IT investments. OMB's made some changes to the transparency and oversight of those investments, but the Government Accountability Office sees some room for improvement. David Powner is the Director of Information Technology Management Issues at GAO, and here to talk about what he's found as he takes a look at this. It's always great to talk to you, David. Thanks for coming on again.
Good afternoon, Francis.
As you looked at the issues of IT management oversight, talk about what you found. I'll talk about the three things that you looked at. When you saw what was being reported to the IT dashboard, which has become kind of the axis around which all of this reporting and oversight turns, what did you see when you looked at the dashboard and what's being reported to the dashboard?
Well, clearly the IT dashboard is a major step in the right direction with improved transparency. One of the things that we have found, though, looking at the dashboard is not all IT spending is reported on the dashboard. So we found that even though there's $80 billion in spending that's reported on the dashboard, many agencies do not report. Now, some of these agencies are smaller agencies, but agencies such as the CIA, SEC, and FCC do not report. And then there's also some investments such as satellite systems that are clearly have components of technology associated with them that are not part of that. So one important part of the transparency is it's very important that you get the entire pie when you look at the spend. So that's one thing. And then when we looked at what is reported in terms of the $80 billion, we found a fair amount of duplicative spending. Now, OMB has been focused for a number of years with various initiatives like e-government initiatives, lines of business, federal enterprise architecture to reduce duplication. And what we found was that there's really limited success in reducing duplication. There's some success stories, and we can talk about that. But the bottom line is there's a fair amount of duplication when you look government-wide. Some clear examples of that duplication are we have 661 human resource systems that we spent $2.5 billion on in fiscal year 11. Financial management's another good example. We have 580 financial management systems associated with the 26 agencies that reported, and that those 580 financial management systems, we spent $2.7 billion. Now, that's only looking at 26 agencies.
Now, I want to see if you got a sense of why that happens, because I have a hard time believing that somebody would sit at a federal agency and say, we have a legacy human resource management system. We need to update it. We need to get it into the 21st century. Let's start completely from scratch because nobody in the federal government has ever done it before, and we need to design something completely new. Do you get a sense of where that mentality comes from and why these things happen?
Well, clearly we have a lot of old legacy systems, and one of the things that we find a lot with our reviews is when we do modernize and put out new systems and invest in these new technologies, we don't see enough systems being decommissioned or going away. So, for instance, we can go right down the list here of, the HR systems of 661. I know DHS, not surprising when they merged years ago, you would expect a fair number of HR systems with the various components that are there. But recently they did a huge review, their chief information officer and chief human capital officer, and they identified a fair amount of duplicative systems that they're currently tackling, where they look at, multiple e-learning systems, and there's you can go right down the list in terms of the various categories of HR.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what needs to occur here. Clearly OMB plays a role looking across agencies, but there also is a fair amount of duplication within some of these agencies, too. So it's really not only on OMB, but it's also clearly the responsibility of agencies, investment review boards, that when we're investing in new things, we're not investing in capabilities that are already out there, or if it's already out there, we should be looking to consolidate and look to a few number of systems so that we can save money. Clearly, cloud computing, that's one huge advantage in the future where we could go that way. Obviously, there's concerns with security, and I know you've been talking a lot about FedRAMP and those types of things. That's fine. We need to make sure that we're investing in secure cloud solutions, but cloud computing, it clearly would be a step in the right direction to eliminate some of this duplication.
Now, I had Mark Forman on the show yesterday talking about this report, and he advanced the idea, too, that part of this is on Congress because they keep giving the agencies money to be able to do these things, and there doesn't seem to be a level of oversight other than, hey, why are you doing this when there's some expediency, there's some political expediency there, but the money keeps coming for these agencies to continue to be able to do these things. Is that a reasonable argument, do you think?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Mark's comment, clearly when you look at how the money is appropriated in stovepipes, that clearly could contribute to it. But once again, OMB has budget approval authority where they could look at the money that's being appropriated and they could highlight areas where there's potential duplication or wasteful spending. And then again, too, if an agency is getting, you know, funds in a certain area that they already have systems or where there's opportunities to consolidate, that's where their investment board should be highlighting that potential duplication, wasteful spending, and, you know, going back to appropriators, and that whole cycle exists through OMB and the whole bit. So, you know, there's still, you know, it's a valid point that Mark makes, but still OMB and agencies have a role to ensure that that duplication does not occur to the extent that it's currently occurring today and in the past.
You write, GAO's recommending that OMB clarify its reporting on IT investments, improve its guidance to agencies on identifying and categorizing IT investments. Now, OMB doesn't agree with you, but if they had a change of heart and came around to the points that you're making, what would make their guidance better and what would clarify their reporting?
So a couple things. So what really needs to be done here is, first of all, OMB, you want to capture all the IT spending. And so in order to capture all the IT spending, we want to make sure that more agencies are reporting. Okay, so if the CIA and FCC and SEC aren't reporting today, it would be helpful to require them to report. That's one thing. The other item would be we saw great inconsistencies from agencies in terms of what is and what isn't reported as IT. So, for instance, technology that's in the R&D realm, some agencies reported it, some didn't, so there's an opportunity to be consistent there. Satellite systems, there's major components of satellite systems which clearly contain a lot of IT components that aren't reported as technology, information technology. So first of all, OMB's guidance could clarify who reports and what is actually reported as IT. And then second of all, once you get a clearer picture of the total spend, there's an opportunity not only for OMB to improve what they do with their lines of business and e-government initiatives to ensure that we don't have 580 financial management systems at 26 agencies, but also to require agencies to have that same discipline and scrutiny through their investment boards to ensure that we're not investing in duplicative systems.
Dave, I've got your report linked up right now on federalnewsradio.com, and I appreciate you coming on this afternoon to talk about it.
Quite welcome, Francis. Dave-